In this episode, we meet three of our guild members, and since this is a paper-bending world, they spend some time with some paperwork. Enjoy.
Those of you that are actually on site, start out in the Great Hall of the Crimson Water Lilies.
And it is a fine hall indeed.
A fine hall indeed. There are several tables, circular tables. There's not really any pattern as people are constantly moving them back around as it fits their needs. There are always six chairs around every table, unless chairs are stolen from other tables and moved around. There is a large wall next to the tea window, which is littered with job postings. Many of them have large stamps on them to signify that somebody is currently working on those jobs. A few of them are still blank. Those of you, I believe, do you guys know each other at this point or no?
I think we should. What about y'all?
I figured with that.
Maybe we've probably done a couple of minor missions together, like, oh, go and deliver this. And we're still kind of that awkward getting to know each other phase. But, you know, we
held hands once.
We've got a month's worth of working together. We kind of think we know each other. Of course, you don't really know some coworker until.
Okay. So we'll say maybe you guys have done some of the big group back in the same groups with other people. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've done a couple of small jobs together. You know each other by name, sort of, if you think long and hard. So at this point, the Great Hall is fairly empty. There is one young gentleman there that is the server. It's his job to bring out the key, work the stamp, which is why he's called the server. Otherwise, there doesn't seem to be anybody else in the hall except each of you. So there's three of you. Are you sitting at separate tables? Are you standing in the corner? Are you sitting together?
Standing at the job board, contemplating what I would like us to do, or like the next mission I would like to go on.
I'm sitting at a table kind of out in the middle, jovially sipping tea.
What's your choice of tea?
Oolong.
So, you are sipping oolong tea, and you, sir, are at the board. Don, what are you doing?
I'm going to notice what he's doing and try to do the same thing as him, order the same thing, just a little clumsier.
Okay. First roll of the night. The server doesn't necessarily know you very well, but is familiar enough with the business and knows also the fact that they only have oolong tea right now, so is able to get you your order. It's a little bit colder than you'd normally like, but otherwise it is more or less what you requested.
I sip it heartily.
Good man. So, Satish, you're looking at the board. I assume you can actually see the board choices from where you're at.
Satish has a piece of paper and a pen, and he is writing down the different jobs, and he's linking jobs that he thinks can be done at the same time to maximize profits.
Interesting.
A true paperbender.
Don, what's your character's name?
Oron.
Oron?
Okay, well, that's the name he's giving everyone right now, at least.
Okay, I'm gonna slide over to Oron and be like, Oron, the good choice of tea. I can tell the fiber of a man by the tea he drinks.
Yeah, I bet you could. Why don't you show me how good you are at it? And I just show him that tea as bravely as possible.
I'm gonna, with a little bit of a flourish, I'm gonna take the tea and take a little sip, and as people do, and all prim and proper.
Are you guys having a tea off?
I think at this point, Satish, having his notes, would walk over to the table and sit down with the other two. And he's like, he starts, okay, I think if we pick up the vase here, we can join up with the caravan and go to the city. I believe there's a firebender who could be a really good teacher. Y'all probably don't know what he's talking about because he just started in the middle. I think we can do these three jobs, maybe even this other job over here at the same time if we work really hard. What do you think, guys? And just looks at y'all, waiting for an answer.
I think you seem to be a fine judge of these things.
Good.
So where would we theoretically start then?
Well, you'd have to pick up the vase. And I looked at the route, and I think it would just be a day out of travel once we land to deliver the vase, and then a two-day travel over here to pick up the firebender teacher. So I think we can join up with the transportation with the caravan in a day and a half. And if I'm saying anything wrong, Joshua, just let me know.
Well, it depends most on your mode of travel. The speedy delivery is actually the Ash Keepers, so that's pretty far west on the islands. And then where were you going after that?
Okay, so what Satish believes is we could pick up the speedy delivery vase, and then, sorry, I dropped off for a moment, and then be caravan guards for transportation security. And then he thinks he remembers there's a firebending teacher on an island that's close where the caravan ends, and we can escort him back to the firebending the teacher wanted. But it's probably a little more convoluted, but you know, he's just trying to trying to figure out ways to maximize the profits. If it doesn't line up, we can change it.
Roll a research check.
Okay. Roll. Okay. For a total of zero. let's see if I can.
Nothing else.
Can I tap a fate an aspect to increase the roll to make sure that it's right?
Always.
I mean, would that help? Is what I guess.
Okay.
You can.
Okay. Then.
Probably not a lot.
Okay. Well, if I think it's if I'm confident and it lines up on a map, is that correct?
You're pretty confident. The big problem is that for that second job with the ships, the job doesn't actually specify.
Oh.
What the starting and ending point, just where to report. So you're making guesses based on your knowledge of what you know these steamships do, which is not a lot. So you're very confident in the accuracy of your assumptions.
Okay. I explain that this is the most common trade routes from here to here this time of year, so it should line up. But there's a small chance that it doesn't. But I'm fairly confident.
We'll lose money if it doesn't line up.
Is there any major timelines on the things? It might just take longer.
If it takes longer, that's not a problem. I think efficiency is a good idea.
Because it just said dock to dock, so that seemed like a one dock to one dock. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the worst comes to worst is we'll be stuck with the vase a little longer than we expect. Of course, I'm young and optimistic.
Oh, yeah. How old are you guys?
Satish is 22.
My character's supposed to be middle-aged, maybe on the later end of it.
Yoshiru's early 40s.
Oh, okay.
That's very handsome.
Nice.
Well, I don't know. What's my... at least handsome. I don't know if my, you know... allure is high enough to be very handsome.
I only have an allure of one.
So you can be very handsome and still have a very poor allure. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know, you've got a terrible personality.
Fair point.
Not saying you have a horrible personality or anything.
I have an allure of plus 8.
That's fairly
not my
impressive.
Character, just me.
Oh. So you want to go to the vase job first, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need to speak with the server and get the details on that job so he can stamp it.
Ooh, is there a way we could do... No. You said my character was confident, so he wouldn't even think about it. He's young, he's impressionistic. And if the two older the more experienced people are readily agreeing with him, then he won't even try to do second, you know, making sure that everything lines up.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would he?
Maybe his young inexperience is worth a fate point.
Nice.
But yeah,
you know what, we're starting off. Yeah, you can have a fate point if you're going to stick with that the whole session.
Screw me over, that's what I say. Okay, so we call over the server.
Yes, yes. You have selected a job that you would like to participate in.
Yes, we would like to take the speedy delivery job. We think we
speedy
can...
Speedy delivery. All right, and all three of you or just one of you?
Okay. Would I know logistically how many jobs a person is allowed to take?
You're allowed to be on one job at a time.
Oh.
I believe I will take a different job.
Okay. So you're taking a different job? Is that what you're saying?
I'm taking.
What were the other jobs you were looking at?
Teacher wanted.
Transportation security.
And transportation security.
Okay. While you're doing speedy delivery, I think I will do the teacher wanted.
Okay. Now...
Understood.
I wink at you when I say that.
Right. So can we pull our money together at the end, or is it going to be whoever takes the job? I'm pretty sure our characters will probably have discussed this.
Your money is up to you. Officially, the guild pays whoever, and if multiple people are on one job, it is split between them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if finish this speedy delivery job and are paid, that is yours to spend on whatever you want. That means spending to hire other people to help you out.
The teacher wanted job is a big job. Sorry, I didn't.
That's why I was asking. Have we already discussed that we will take the if we ever take multiple jobs, that we pull the money at the end for profit.
Well, if we take multiple jobs, but we work together to fulfill them, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That would. Yeah.
Unless someone doesn't want to and there's some kind of conflict.
Right. And I'm okay with... Satish is perfectly fine and gets no blinking when you take that job. And he's already said he believes that there's a teacher in closer to the routes that he thinks the caravans are going. He remembers there's like a firebending... Not a school, but like a couple of training areas.
Okay. Certainly go and look for those.
And Don, what's your character's name? Let me write that down.
Oran, O-R-A-N.
O-R-A-N.
He has another name, but yeah. Like I ran with an O.
Oh, ran.
So far away.
So far away. Could you get away?
I couldn't get away.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Oran, didn't you want to take a job also?
Job.
I'm just going to follow you guys. as long as we don't do the, as long as we don't do any of the maybe not the wrestler thing. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, sure. We can go look for a teacher.
No, I think what he's saying is, wouldn't you like to pick up a job of your own? I don't know, like transportation security.
What does the stamper think of this conversation happening in front of him?
They're just patiently standing there waiting for you to continue.
Yes, Oran, I do believe we talked about you taking the job of transportation security.
All right, sure. I'll do it.
Yes, it is settled. Sign us up, and bring me some more tea, please.
What do you say?
This will end well. Totally end well.
The server's just politely looking back and forth, waiting. You guys can roll a sense check to see what you can pick up.
What would the sense check be? What's the skill?
That is the skill, sense.
Oh, okay. I don't have that one.
I have a +2.
I have a 1.
Okay.
What was the skill again? I'm sorry.
Sense. You rolled a -3.
Nice.
I'm just thinking it's a big oversight with what I was going for, not having the sense skill.
You can change it, dude. It's the first one.
Don't worry, my sense is +3, and it'll probably move up to +4 after the first adventure.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily looking for a sense that high, but my character is supposed to have some social skills, and if he has no idea what anybody's doing, that's
yeah,
problem.
Somebody got a 4 yes. on that
yes.
sense mm-hmm. motive check?
Yes, I gotta remember he gets +2 outside of combat for sense. So total +4. Good deal.
He has that look and those ticks of he thinks you guys are so adorable, and it's like you almost get the impression of like an adult watching some kids poke a slime badger, a slug badger, sorry, just waiting to see, thinking they're so clever to see what happens, and just smiling and knowing something's about to happen.
What do I sense with the 2?
He seems, you know, amused and but eager to meet out your requests. He doesn't seem to be, you know, in any way, shape, or form thinking that he's going to not let you do what you're trying to do here.
Right.
Does he look like? Does he? Did you say he looks as if like I got the total of a +4? Does he look like he thinks that we are about to fail? And that he might have information?
It's more like what you're doing is adorable and it's not going to work.
Okay.
And it's amusing.
Okay. That's fine. I got to make sure because I wanted to play Satish. So what town is this base in? I want to write it down.
You're in Maraca.
Maraca?
Look at me with clever names. Yeah. Maraka.
Sorry. You can continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No worries. So is everybody still sticking with their one job
mm-hmm.
yep. each?
Sure.
Okay. Then he goes and gets the stamps for each of you and goes up to the board and just puts a different stamp on each hub and hands each of you. Here are the scrolls with the details of each job. You, as you know, need these scrolls.
Okay.
As you know, you need these scrolls when you arrive to signify that you are officially working the White Lotus, who, of course, we are a formal branch of. Remind me again who is doing the job to hire the teacher?
That would be me. I took that one.
Understood. One moment, please. And he kind of walks.
You know, I'm sitting here going, if they're paying 600 gold for you to find a teacher, how much they're paying the teacher?
Yeah.
Nice.
My character is a firebender.
Do I really want to come out of retirement? This might be that cush job I was looking for.
So, after a long, dramatic pause and to the point where you wonder if the server is ever going to come back, lo and behold, the server does come back. You're not sure if it was just taking a long time to complete the task or if he was just stalling for the fun of it, but the server does return and walks up to Yoshiro
mm-hmm.
and hands you a bag. And says, here are the extra supplies needed, should you require them, to obtain for the services of...
Okay, what's in the bag? I mean, I'm not asking him, I'm asking you. I'm looking in the bag.
Opening up the bag and looking?
Yep.
What's in the bag?
Okay, go ahead and give yourself an aspect bag of gold.
Hmm.
Inside, basically, your entire 600 gold is right there.
Okay. So if you can talk him down, maybe you can make a bonus.
So wait, what are the instructions here with it? It's just 600 gold to...
Go get a teacher?
Hire the teacher.
Oh, so he has to hire the teacher out of his bonus.
600 gold. If you was a fire teacher, you'd just go yourself and get the 600. I mean, you can do that for free, but the 600 gold is paid in advance in case...
Mm.
Okay.
So what we need to do is find a firebender who's hard on his luck, needs to get out of town quick, and is willing to go somewhere for room and board and maybe 25 gold.
I'm sure that'll be the best quality firebender ever.
They didn't say they needed a quality teacher. They just said they needed a teacher. And it's a firebending village. They might not know the difference.
I think I could bargain pretty well with a firebender teacher. How long is the teaching commitment?
There, it's not actually specified. There's like no timetable or anything. There's 600 gold is a lot of money in this economy.
Gotcha.
Like a lot of money. So maybe a hint of desperation with that. Plus, not a lot of people gold coin. These are actual gold, you know, coin pieces from the age before the Water Nation started expanding. It's still used theoretically everywhere, but you know, these gold pieces are actually worth what you know they're worth if you melted them down, as opposed to paper money.
Yeah. Okay.
You other two taking a look at your papers?
Yes, I will look at the speedy delivery.
Okay. Speedy delivery actually starts there in your current city. Mm-hmm. There is a vase there that, or a vase there, excuse me, that they want taken to the islands where the Fire Nation still more or less lives. So it's basically a get it to them as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. The Ash Keepers, you know, the kind of the Fire Nation record keepers there in the Burning Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of details given, except, you know, here's the individual you need to talk to at the local historic society to obtain the vase. No information about how you get it there. So you're basically left your own ends there, but get it there.
Just get it there and get there safely.
And the vase is going to a village of firebenders.
Village! Go ahead and roll a knowledge check.
Woohoo, I got that one.
Nailed that one.
Oh,
that would be a five.
I have a five also.
Alright, the Ash Keepers are basically those few firebenders that run the Great Museum, the preservation of history. The Water Nation that's uniting all the people is only interested in the past stuff, or we've come a long way, let's move to the future. This place is where you would go to find history about, you know, the avatars of the past, or the age of metal bending and steam, or from back when, you know, did people live on, you know, giant dragon turtles. It's not a village, and it's kind of difficult to get to, and what's left of the Fire Nation would consider it, you know, a national treasure, in that if there were still wars going on, which there's not because nobody's fighting, but if there were wars going on, the nation would more or less sacrifice itself to protect this one place.
Okay.
It's not, you know, political heart of the people. It is the inspirational, spiritual heart of these people.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, it's a big building filled with a lot of old junk that old monks and museum curators types just go around and then polish and love to talk your ear off about.
That sounds like a great place to find a teacher.
Or scrolls.
Or scrolls.
Of course, they might not be willing to part with
them. All right. Do you want to look at yours as well?
Sure.
Okay. Honest guards to help the safety of our cargo. Duration of dock-to-dock transportation. This seems like it is, you know, a little more to the return journey. They have requested, starting off at off the northwestern coast. You're actually looking at a city a few miles northeast, a few dozen miles northeast of Unity. So you'd be traveling up north there and then heading towards the Fire Islands, going to a different location, not the Ashkeeper's Island, but a different location. And you know, escorting cargo from that location back to the mainland. The note in there says, if you can get to the islands on your own and don't want to use their provided transportation.
If we don't use their provided transportation.
A line of krill stamped on it. They're basically giving you a way to get from the continent to the starting point. Okay. Now, of course, it's for individual, and you're the only individual stamped there, so you only got one mark of credit. The other if they're going with you, would have to figure out the way there.
But with Maui, we can... you could probably turn that in for gold, and we can just ride Maui down there, or up there, or over there, whichever direction it is.
You would not a separate letter. It's a mark on the actual thing, and that it's basically an agreement from these people to pay the White Lotus. So that's something that's worked out in the overhead coming out of, you know, the big guild's profit. It's not something that you individually can cash in if you don't move.
But we could sell, could we possibly sell it to somebody and then they use the trip to wherever it is?
Well, it's on the document. We can't, like, separate it.
You would have to sell the entire document. Yeah, you can't really cut out a part of the document.
Well, okay. Just stinky. Satish is trying to get every coin he can out of this job.
I get that impression. You're certainly welcome to try cutting it right now.
I think you are a bender.
Knowledge of the times. Since it's our first session, I feel like I should tell you that it's probably not going to go well.
Oh, my character was never about the money anyway, so...
My character's going, now if I split with 600 gold...
Next week, Tracy has a new character.
I love that idea.
Thank you for listening to episode 1 of our continuing Avatar Fate game. If you'd like to check out other episodes, you can do that at burneverythinggaming.podbean.com or iTunes... Probably Stitcher, Podbay, I don't know. It's like everywhere you can find it. You can Google or Bing it. If you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. Feedback, all that good stuff. You can email us at burneverythinggaming@gmail.com. Yeah, that's what it is. @gmail.com, Facebook or the Twitters. Also at our website, burneverythinggaming.com. You can find us anywhere. If you'd like to help support us, you can find us on the Patreon. You can help decide what we fight. You can help decide what our one shots are, whatever it is. It helps us get better equipment so you can hear us better. Hope you keep enjoying.